Your Hometown featuring Evanston is sponsored by Downtown Evanston, Grainbury, at Properties, and McDonald's. Let's talk to Dave Davis, Executive Director of Neighborhood and Community Relations over at NU. Hi, Dave. You're on WGN. How are you?
I'm doing well. Happy to be here.
What does your job entail? So what do you do?
So I serve as a university's primary liaison to the city of Evanston. And overall, besides making sure everyone's behaving himself, my main job is to create and cultivate strategic partnerships between the university and the community that are mutually beneficial and strengthen both the university and community.
What's an example of that?
So partnerships with the small business community. I work closely with Downtown Evanston to try to incentivize our students, our faculty members to shop here locally. We work with the nonprofit community to help some of our most marginalized community members. We work with our school districts to develop out-of-school programming and academic enrichment programs. And so I basically work with all of our nonprofits, our business associations, our school districts. During COVID, we did some really great work. We launched a food pantry with the city of Evanston. We also have launched a racial equity program to help, again, some of our most marginalized communities. So we're embedded in pretty much every sector of Evanston. We're doing programming.
Well, it's a community of 78,000 people. I suppose you're the biggest employer there, huh?
Oh, yeah. We are certainly the big fish in the pond, and we have an obligation to make sure the city's doing well. And so that's part of my primary focus. You know, and this, particularly right now, it's really exciting because we brought back our entire academic community. And so we have students that are back in town. They're patronizing the local businesses. They're eating downtown here, Evanston. It's just made a huge difference. You know, the place feels different. There's a happier, more energetic sense.
Yeah.
You know, we have that vibrancy of young people here downtown Evanston. So we're all just excited to get folks back safely, first and foremost, but folks are back.
Yeah. You mean any numbers, like how many students, how many faculty members, how many people do you all represent?
About 24,000. We have most of our folks back. And again, we're talking about numbers in the high thousands. We do have a Chicago campus as well, but mainly our primary campus is here in Evanston. So, you know, we're getting folks out. We're trying to, you know, make sure that they're safe. They're going out into community. We have about 2,200 people that work at the university that live in Evanston. And so, you know, these are folks that are raising their children here, that, you know, are participating in the local economy, that are volunteering for a nonprofit, that are, you know, involved in their PTA. And so, again, I mean, we are helping in every way possible to strengthen the city. I mean, universities are made up of people, and our people live here,
and
they're doing great work.
It's a diverse community. I think if you said, quick, name some of the more diverse communities in the Chicago area, I can think of some on the south side, obviously Oak Park in the suburbs, Evanston to the north of the city. It's 90% Democrat leaning. It was one of the first cities anywhere to vote for reparations. So it's kind of an interesting liberal progressive town, right?
It is. It is. I mean, Evanston is what I call the perfect combination of urban and suburban life. You know, we have all of the challenges and opportunities of an urban community, right? We also have excellent public transit, entertainment, food options. We have diversity. Evanston culturally is a very civically engaged community. And so Evanstonians, they want to solve problems, right? They don't want to make performative statements. They want to get out there, get their hands dirty, roll up their sleeves, and do the work. And so this is a very active, progressive, democratic community. And that's why, as you mentioned, Evanston was the first community to pass a reparations fund. And so it's not just the resolution saying that, you know, this is something that the city should do. They've actually dedicated a funding source for redress of folks that were impacted by, you know, some of the terrible things that happened throughout history.
Yeah.
So I you know, this is really exciting. If you care about diversity, Evanston is, I mean, Evanston's so far ahead in terms of the work that they've done to really be transformative in that space.
you know, if you say, okay, Northwestern, this is the beauty and the beast of being a Big Ten school, but you say, what's that school about? What are they like? How are they doing? And then you immediately think of the football team in the fall or the basketball team in the winter. Are there any other metrics by which Northwestern gauges itself, like ACT scores or Rhodes Scholars or grade point averages or diversity of student population? What are some of your bragging numbers?
I would say all of the above, right? I mean, we're a major research institution. We brought in nearly $1 billion in research funding from the federal government last year, from public and private sources. And so we pride ourselves on the fact that we have really smart people at this university that are doing cutting-edge research, that are creating new knowledge, that are doing just amazing things that are ultimately going to make our world a better place. Our students are brilliant. I mean, this is a highly competitive university, and so it's challenging to get in here, although we have an incredibly generous financial aid package. And I tell people often, don't let the sticker price of Northwestern fool you or scare you away, because we have an incredibly generous financial aid package, and we're aggressively seeking out a more diverse student body. And so we are out there talking to students from not only ethnic diversity, but also social economical diversity as well, because we want to make sure that we have talent, right? And talent comes in all different shapes and sizes, and so, you know, we are proud of for diversity. We can certainly do more. We give a generous financial aid package. We have really smart people. We're doing incredible research. We have an amazing football team. You know, we have a wonderful facility here in Evanston along the lakefront. We have great leadership. We have a wonderful staff. I can go on and on again. It'll kind of get ridiculous if I keep going, but I think on all those metrics, we're proud, we're leaders, and we're doing great work, not just here in Evanston, but globally.
I think when people think about Northwestern and some of the departments, they think about the theater and performing arts and some of the alums from there. They think about the journalism school there. They think about the social justice program at Northwestern, which ties kind of into the vibe you're describing in Evanston.
Right. I think all those things are spot on. You know, university, they say, serve as an economic anchor, but honestly, university, particularly Northwestern, we serve as an economic, social, and cultural anchor for the city. So not only do we, you know, we spend money and we hire people and we serve as an economic engine, but we also have a really significant impact on a local culture, right, through expanding access to the arts. So we have Art Circle on campus, which is located right off the lakefront. It's beautiful. People can visit, have a world-class experience, see a theater, see a play. And these are just, it's not only for folks that are connected with the university. And these are for folks that are in Evanston, across the Chicagoland area. Through my office, we try to do more outreach so folks can access that experience. Because, I mean, these are really spectacular events. We have the stunning, you know, Pat and Shirley Ryan Center for the Musical Arts. We have, you know, the Block Museum, the Work Center for the Performing Arts. I strongly recommend and encourage people to visit Art Circle on our campus. And the wonderful thing about Evanston is that there's such wonderful public transit. So you have the CTA, you have the L, you have the Metra. You know, you can get, it's very easily accessible and even easier to navigate once you arrive here at Evanston.
Yeah. When I go to the game, I take the, what is it, the brown line that I take up there, or do I take the purple line? Yeah. and by the way, Elif just reminded me, we got to go, but the latest cast member for Saturday Night Live is a Northwestern graduate, a young woman whose name escapes me, but I don't know her, Sarah Sherman. And the big question is her art and kind of humor going to jive well with the SNL style? So we'll see how that goes. Nice to talk to you, Dave. My best to everybody over there at Northwestern.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for giving me a moment to talk about the University of Evanston. You take good care.